I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. We're going to talk about the big festival. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. Wall-to-wall music on this show. We're going to have you dancing in your seat. It is a gem among Connecticut events, enveloping the city of New Haven, the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, featuring concerts, world-renowned performers, innovative theater, lectures, and programs for adults and children spread across 15 days from June 14th through June 28th. Now, the Governor's Arts Awards will be held at this year's festival, honoring actor Christopher Plummer, among other notables whose lifetime achievement in the arts is unforgettable. We're here to give you a sonic experience of the festival, a taste of what awaits you, and what fun it is for me each year to sit in this chair opposite Festival Director Mary Lou Oleski to offer some of the sights and sounds that draw people to these events from across New England and New York. You might want to clear your calendar. And this year, John Dankosky and Colin McEnroe will broadcast their shows live from the festival on Tuesday, June 17th at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., featuring festival performers. Check it out at our website, WNPR.org. Mary Lou Oleski spends a year searching the world for talent to bring to our region. Congratulations, Mary Lou. And what a lineup this year.
Thanks so much, Faith. Yeah, we're very excited about the coming festival. It's, as you said, there's a little bit of something for everyone. And I think this year we're celebrating in a way that points toward traditions that were familiar to us, but we let our artists take them and surprise us with them.
Yeah, you'll find out what that means in just a minute. So picture the New Haven Green covered with concert goers, blankets, and it's free. This is the amazing thing. So you see blankets, you see champagne in buckets. Some people even bring candelabras, barbecue, and sweet tea. It is a dreamy scene, and it is jumping sometimes. So let's start with, this is a great piece of music, and this is one of the free concerts on the green.
Yeah, La Santa Cecilia, they're based in Los Angeles. This is a young, hot, Pan-American sounds, bossa nova, cumbia, all with a very contemporary beat. You really can't just sit with your candelabra listening to La Santa Cecilia. They just won a Grammy, and we're really excited to have them.
Mary Lou Oleski, what I love about this, I have no idea what they're saying, and this is transcendent. You don't have to know.
No, it's true. Although, you know, La Santa Cecilia has a very strong social responsibility in a lot of their lyrics, so you not only get to feel joyful, you get to get a message as well. So we're a festival of serious fun. You don't have to not be smart in order to have fun.
Yeah, that's so true. All right, let's talk in terms of, we call this the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. And I remember when Ann Calabresi and Roz Meyer, and many years ago, the people who started this festival said, what we are going to do to set this apart from everything else is to also talk about big ideas. And so across the city, and there are shuttles and you can walk to so many things, across the city and all these venues and buildings, there are people in museums giving lectures on the most amazing things. So let's hit on one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in fact, often those ideas are reflective of artistic themes that are teased out in some of the performances. So we're really proud this year to be presenting the U.S. premiere of a play called The Events by Scottish playwright David Gregg. And it's basically about healing and forgiveness in the aftermath of an atrocity. And we all know in our world we need moments of reflection on how we move forward. And so this play gives us an opportunity to do some really deep thinking about how art heals in moments of conflict. So we have an associated ideas panel with this play as well. And even after the play, there are opportunities for conversation. So spiritual leaders and others will be available to have conversation about how you transfer the experience of an artistic event into community empathy. This is a play that won every major award in Edinburgh, was on the short list of every theater critic in London's best play in 2013. And we're just honored to really have this play with us.
What's the venue for this one?
It's going to be at the Yale Rep. And the really interesting thing about this production is that each night, a different locally sourced community choir sits at the middle of the play as witnesses to the events, sing some of their own music as well as music from the show. So it's The Events by Scottish playwright David Gregg.
Let's turn to something soulful now. This is another one of these free concerts on the New Haven Green, which is ringed with all kinds of food stations. It is so beautiful to see. And people come from all over. There's plenty of parking. So we have here Layla Hathaway and Ruben Studdard. A lot of people will know his name as the winner of American Idol,
yes,
who's coming to the Green. They're in concert together.
Yeah, this is a very limited tour. They've come together to bring us some really wonderful romantic music. This is definitely bring your blanket and your honey kind of music.
Or wish for one.
Or wish for one or find one there. That's exactly right. You know, I'm sure people will want to come from far and wide for this because it's a very unique collaboration. Layla Hathaway, some you may know, is Donnie Hathaway's daughter. Great R&B tradition in that family. And she just won a Grammy Award also.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day. I would give you that too if this were mine.
That is so beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Really gorgeous.
That is a free concert on the New Haven Green. Mary Lou Alesky, director of New Haven's International Festival of Arts and Ideas, is here. That is June 14th to the 28th. This is our annual preview on the show of the coming events. And Colin McEnroe and John Dankosky will broadcast their shows live from New Haven Tuesday, June 17th, to talk with featured performers. Information on everything is at our site, WNPR.org. So I hope you won't miss the festival in person and also on the air at WNPR.org. Okay, let's turn now to another one of these theater performances. Now, this performance group takes us straight to Montreal.
Yes, Seven Fingers, that fantastic ensemble that we've seen here in New Haven before, is back with their biggest show yet. It's called Traces. And it's, let's put it this way, if Rent were performed by circus artists and acrobats, that's what this show is. And it's got something for everyone, and it is jaw-droppingly astounding, and no one will want to miss it. It had a short, sold-out run off-Broadway. It's now going to go back on tour, and we're excited to open it on the national holiday of Quebec, June 24th, here in New Haven. And we're even having a little celebration at the University Theater.
So they're telling a story.
Yeah, it's a story of young people who have found themselves in a kind of urban center with little hope. And they make their own story of hope and dreams for the future. And they are astounding performers. And we've had a great time as a festival introducing contemporary circus to our community. In fact, Traces will have a run the last week of the festival, but there will be two other companies with us. Barola Solo from Spain on the opening weekend will be outdoors, proving just how hard it is to be a musician by splashing around in a kiddie pool and actually trying to make music. It's a lot of fun. You can go to our website and actually reserve some seats for that. And then the middle weekend, a company called Acro Buffo that actually does opera and water balloon fights. So, you know, you can't miss that.
This is great. It is the most fun to have you come in each year when we do this. I'm so excited about this. Okay, let's return to music. This is going to be packed because this is a free concert again on the New Haven Green. It is Diane Reeves who is performing with the New Haven Symphony Orchestra. If you're a singer, this is a dream. You know, to perform with the lush sound of a symphony orchestra is one of the thrills. And as experienced as she is, and she's played with so many amazing people, still that combination is a thing you are not likely to forget. So let's listen to Diane Reeves.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all the river. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm only shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start the batter. I'm so unhappy, baby, won't you take the day off? Decide to run along, so we'll go way off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. Fascinating rhythm. Stop picking on me.
How about that? Glass of wine or lemonade or sweet tea in hand on the New Haven Green, candlelight everywhere, watching Diane Reeves and the New Haven Symphony Orchestra. She's got a kind of Betty Carter thing going on there.
Yeah, we're really excited about this collaboration. As you said, Faith, to be able to offer an artist an opportunity to sing with a great orchestra and to do it out in the open for free for people is pretty exciting. One thing I wanted to mention is for those listeners that may be coming from Long Island or farther away, we do have reserved seating available. You can go to our website. Mm-hmm. So you can bring your candelabras and your chairs, but if you'd rather have convenience, we do have seating you can reserve and just come on down. And as you said, there are great food trucks and other easier ways to do
it. And a million restaurants right within reach. So question is, what if it rains when you have these big concerts? What happens?
Right. So we do have a rain space available at Woolsey Hall, which is just around the corner. And we try to make those calls in advance, as far in advance as possible, so that we can make people's transition convenient. But we also do no rain dances, too.
And most of the time, it works out. I'm Faith Middleton with Mary Lou Ileski, director of New Haven's International Festival of Arts and Ideas, June 14th to 28th, 15 days of performers from around the world. This is our show's annual preview of events. And on top of this, Colin McEnroe and John Dankosky will broadcast their shows live from New Haven Tuesday, June 17th. They'll be set up at the study at Yale, and they're going to be talking with featured performers on their live shows at 9 and at 1 that day. So information is at our site about everything, WNPR.org. Let's go to Redbone.
Yeah, Martha Redbone and the Roots Project. She is an extraordinary artist that blends a lot of different styles, R&B, blues, but she's come up with a really interesting project where she's taken William Blake poetry and set it to Appalachian tunes.
That is the smartest idea. I'm so curious to hear why she did that.
Well, I think what she was astounded with was that the rhythms matched up, the rhythm of the poetry, the rhythm of the music. It was very organic for her, and this is an extraordinary project.
Her music, by the way, is this kind of fusion of her voice and then what we call this roots music. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear folk and country and Piedmont blues, gospel, you know, honky-tonk, bluegrass, soul, native stuff. Is this the music of Appalachia? In the way that New Orleans is the music of the world, that's what's going on here. Okay, there you go. That's Redbone for you. There's something else coming up that is first of all, this is the best name of a theater company ever, Elevator Repair Service. What's this all about? They're doing...
Arguendo. Yeah, it's an actual transcript of a Supreme Court case arguing whether the First Amendment covers nude dancing. And it's a staging of the transcript in a very witty, theatrical, physical way. Each performance has a legal scholar afterward talking about the results, and it's a romp. It is a Supreme Court romp. So regardless of what you think about the Supreme Court, you'll walk away with a smile on your face.
Because this is, I mean, if the entire law schools of both Quinnipiac and Yale are not at this thing, I don't know what. Because this is the entire oral argument, verbatim, and it's interspersed with these real interviews with the justices, the lawyers, an exotic dancer who traveled all the way from Deja Vu Club in Saginaw, Michigan, to listen to the argument at the Supreme Court. Yeah. This is how this went. So that is fantastic. Arguendo. Performed by Elevator Repair Service. New York Times said about this, boisterously entertaining, as you can only imagine. Mary Lou Alesky, stay where you are. We're going to talk more and give you more sonic experience from the upcoming International Festival of Arts and Ideas. We'll be right back. I'm Faith Middleton. You can find what we talk about on the show online anytime, including now at WNPR.org. I am with Mary Lou Alesky, who is director of the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. A year in advance, she travels the world, goes to all kinds of talent presentations in search of content for this festival, which draws people from all over New York and New England and beyond. The performers are from all over the world, and it is a thing to experience, crossing 15 days. The event is June 14th through the 28th. Each year on this show, we give you a kind of sonic experience, talk about what's coming, because this is one of the gems in terms of culture in the entire region. And also, we love the fact that when the festival was first created by Roz Meyer and Ann Calabresi and a few other people, Gene Hanley, the idea was to not just have these performances, but to have ideas. And this is what sets this off from a lot of other festivals. And so across the entire city within walking distance, there are panel discussions and individual discussions of things that are so illuminating. I'm telling you, it's so exciting to read this schedule. And in addition, this year, Colin McEnroe and John Dankosky will broadcast their shows live from New Haven Tuesday, June 17th, to talk with a featured, you know, many featured performers. All of it's at our site, WNPR.org. Okay, let's do this, Mary Lou. Let's go to Regina Carter, Southern Comfort.
Yeah, well, this is one of those projects that artists have given us the platform to look at the ideas behind a tradition. Regina's project, Southern Comfort, is based in tunes that she heard as a little girl from her Alabama-based grandfather in the coal mine. And she's taken the Great Migration North and traveled across America with it. And it's infused her jazz-influenced violin playing.
And bear in mind about her, she is remarkable. Of course, she won the MacArthur Genius Fellow Award. So it is remarkable what she has chosen to do, to fuse fiddle playing, which requires quite an astute musical talent and knowledge, mm-hmm, with the cultural roots of her family's experience.
Yeah, exactly. And then alongside of this, she's going to perform with her band and perform this music. She's also going to be talking about that journey and that kind of anthropological look at the music. Alongside of this, we have a culinary historian by the name of Michael Twitty, who's doing a similar thing in terms of investigating his family's roots through Southern and American cooking. So he has a book called The Cooking Gene. And what he has done is tried to fill the holes in how heritage gardens and American food has surfaced through the Great Migration North.
Because that is also a discussion of improvisation in food and in music. And that's what's exciting about that. I know that's what you had in mind when you were setting that up. So here is one of the foremost jazz violinists, Regina Carter. She is, Regina Carter. That is some playing, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going to talk about something else. Lemon Anderson, Country of Kings. This is going to be at the Yale Repertory Theater. It is all part of the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. June 14th through the 28th, performers from around the world for 15 straight days in the city of New Haven. The place is jumping. There's parking all over the place. And this is the annual preview of events that we do on our show. Colin McEnroe and John Dankosky will broadcast their shows live from New Haven Tuesday, June 17th, and be talking with many of the featured performers about their artistic stuff and about big ideas. So information on everything at our site, WNPR.org. Okay, Mary Lou, let's get to Lemon Anderson.
Yeah, you know, we also like to celebrate in the festival things that are relevant to our community. And there are a couple of things in this festival I really want to call out. Lemon Anderson is a Def Jam poetry star. We've been hearing lots of musical rhythms, but the rhythm of language that has basically embodied this man is electrifying. He is a young man who came up through the ranks. His story is poignant and funny and heartbreaking and heartwarming, and he's become a real icon for young people who are looking for hope and heroes. He's performing his one-man show called County of Kings. It is a not-to-be-missed event. You will know him from Denzel Washington's Inside Man. He's been in Spike Lee's films. He's truly one of the Def Jam stars, and he'll be here with us, and he's been actually in the community working with young students, so I expect a young audience, but this is really a story for everyone.
Yeah, and this is at Yale Repertory Theater. Again, if you don't know New Haven very well, these venues are all within walking distance of each other, and that is terrific, and there are shuttles all around, and there are all kinds of parking places, and then shuttles that take you right into the main action. And people come from all over, so that it really is a festival feeling. At Yale Sprague Hall, again, well, walk from everything, there is the gloaming.
Yes, the gloaming is this collaboration between the leading musicians of traditional Irish music in the world. If the Traveling Wilburys were Irish musicians, it would be this band. And it's led by a fairly acclaimed fiddle player by the name of Martin Hayes, who travels all around the world. He actually lived in Connecticut for a while. They don't come together often. This is a rare evening that people won't want to miss.
What interests me about them is that they do music that's ancient and also new. So they're putting that together.
Exactly. Well, very much like much of the work that we're presenting this year, it's about traditions that are transformed by the contemporary world around us. So you'll hear things that sound familiar, but they'll be surprising.
So here, once again, as we were saying earlier, where everybody's Spanish, now everybody's Irish. Okay, Reggie Wilson, the First and Heel Performance Group. They're doing Moses. This is a company of dancers, very athletic, very stylish.
So Reggie Wilson is somebody who really also cares a lot about the root of traditions. And this piece, Moses is really about what Moses means depending on your cultural perspective, your religious perspective. And it's inspired by Zora Neale Hurston's Moses, Man of the Mountain. Now, why does that make sense in New Haven? Well, you know, we've got these great institutions here year-round, like the Yale University Art Gallery, Yale Center for British Art, and the Beinecke Rare Books Manuscripts Library. And in fact, Zora Neale Hurston's papers are at the Beinecke. So we'll be doing an ideas talk about the Harlem Renaissance collection there at the Beinecke. And Reggie will be bringing his company to do this piece, Moses's. And it's inspired by music and movement and is just vibrant and vital. And I think people will get immediately the traditions that he's celebrating in this dance.
So as we had mentioned earlier, the Connecticut Governor's Arts Awards will be presented on June 14th. It's the opening celebration at 3. The governor will be there. And then I think it will be done again in the evening, if I'm not mistaken. But so it's Christopher Plummer, the great actor who lives in Connecticut, will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right. And Luann Rice, the novelist. I think a lot of people relate to Luann when they think about their beach reading. And Tim Prentice, the sculptor who has done a lot of kinetic sculpture. And those are the highest arts awards that will be given. There'll also be some awards for arts patronage, and I'm proud to say that the governor has decided to honor Anne Calabresi and Roz Meyer and Jean Hanley posthumously in honor of their founding of the festival, along with a number of other great patrons.
So we'll classify that under ideas. And so here's Jack Hitt, who's been a guest on our show, is going to be doing a presentation at the Yale University Art Gallery. He's always entertaining. And it's called From Electric Car to Obsolete Highways.
Yeah, Jack is always great to have with us at the festival. He has done this amazing thing. He took his Cabrio and turned it into an all-lithium battery operated electric car and has become obsessed, maybe? I don't know. with the idea that technology can put us in a place where, not unlike other technologies, highways might even expire in terms of its usefulness.
Jack is in the flying car campaign, so he says this is what's coming. So you'll hear that discussion.
Yes.
There's going to be a thing called Down Home at the Yale Center for British Art about the musical heritage of the American South. There's going to be The Art of Bibliotherapy. We've had this on our book show, or How to Matchmake Between Books and Readers. So this is a kind of book as prescription. So yeah. We talked about the woman who's doing this. Go ahead.
Yeah, Susan Elderkin. This is a little bit like psychotherapy meets the love of reading. And
so she's a bibliotherapist at the School of Life in London, right? And how and why to recommend books is her thing.
Exactly. So she'll be talking about that, and then she'll actually take sessions after the talk. So your summer reading can be prescribed for you if you come to the festival.
And then a discussion of intelligence. So the theme of this is brilliant, the science of how we get smarter. And we have Annie Murphy Paul looking at, you know, genetic inheritance and upbringing. So nurture and nature. This is going to be this debate about all of this.
Right.
We even have something in sports.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the first year that the World Cup actually overlaps with the festival in our time zone. So Nicholas Davidoff, the outstanding writer, sports writer for the New York Times, whose NFL book has been on everybody's shortlist for reading, is going to do this talk thinking about sports that's really about kind of the anatomy of what makes a fan. And he'll be joined by sports writer Frank DeFord.
And don't you love him?
Yeah, he's so fantastic. And Elizabeth Alexander, the poet, who, as a mom with two sons who are sports fans, has something to say about this. And then Slate Magazine's Mike Pesca.
He's terrific, Mike Pesca, NPR, too. Okay, so there will be bike tours and exhibition and gallery tours across the city, walking tours of all kinds. We haven't even begun to mention all the ideas panel discussions, nor did we get to all the performers.
And, you know, wrapping this all up with our last ideas panel, and I think it's so appropriate for the work that we're doing this year. We're so excited. Charlene Hunter Galt will be back in New Haven with us. She had been a Visionary Leadership Award recipient a number of years ago, and in celebration of the 20th anniversary of apartheid, she's going to be doing a talk about truth and reconciliation and tolerance, and I can't think of a better way to close out the festival.
All right, next we have coming up, or I'm going to tell you what we've been doing, but next we have coming up a team of people who are going to do an installation at a quarry site in Branford, Connecticut. And it is one of those things not to be missed. And we want to make sure that we let you know about this. We've talked about it on the show before. It turns out to this time be a memorial performance dedicated to Joy Wolke. And so don't go away. We're not finished. Mary Lou Oleski, I've had, as always, the best time with you. She is director of New Haven's International Festival of Arts and Ideas, June 14th through the 28th. This is our show's annual preview of events, a kind of sonic experience. On top of that, Colin McEnroe and John Dankosky will broadcast their shows live from New Haven, Tuesday, June 17th. They'll be at the study at Yale to talk with featured performers and discuss ideas. Information about everything is at our site, WNPR.org. Do not miss this festival in person or on the air. Stay with us. Next, a collaboration of artists, an installation at the Stony Creek Quarry. Don't go away. I'm Faith Middleton. Thank you so much for listening. It is a pleasure to have you with us as always. And a special thanks to our producer, senior producer Lori Mack, and producer Jonathan McNichol. Oh, we have more about events now coming your way. This is an extraordinary thing to see. And you might know that on our show, really across decades, the artist and environmentalist Joy Wolke has been part of the show and faced a health challenge in her last appearances on the show, was very much looking to an event that she founded, these environmental art installation performance thing at the Stony Creek Quarry here in Connecticut. It is a legendary thing to see. And Joy had hoped to get to do this performance, and she did not make it. However, the team has reassembled, and her daughter, Joya Cannell, has joined the team as co-producer. So we have with us, because they are doing it again, and this time it is in memoriam for founder Joy Wolke. It's called Terra Tractis, which means the earth moves. And we'll have this on our website, WNPR.org. It will tell you where, the times, the dates, several dates in June. I am telling you, this is something to see. And we're going to tell you why. In the studio, we have Joy's daughter, Joya Cannell. We have Jamie Burnett, who worked with Joy for so many years. We have István Beras, who is music director and composer. They're all co-producers of this thing, with dozens and dozens and dozens of collaborators and artists. The quarry in Stony Creek. How do we describe what that quarry is? This is a working quarry where the stone is continuing to be taken out of this. You cannot believe how amazing it is to sit and stand at this site.
It's a working quarry, and it's really the first time it's been a fully working quarry in quite a while. So it's considered a working mine. That's why I'm a little more careful about how people get in and out this time. But okay. It's going to be an amazing adventure.
And as you walk in, what are you seeing? Do you have the flames lit?
There will be tiki torches guiding the trail. We enter through the quarry path. This is a quarry trail that people can walk. They're not allowed to go into the quarry. They will be allowed for this show. But it's, in general, a gorgeous environmental place to be, surrounded by trees. And then as you go into the actual quarry pit, everything begins to open up. So you're walking down this path lit, and then you just come into this cavernous space surrounded by walls of beautiful pink granite.
So, Joya, Jamie, István, do you say what I say when I walk in there? I say to myself, where am I?
Well, first of all, you don't know it's there. It is actually in the middle of nowhere. There's no other way to get there except through this one road, through this one path. The buses will take you up the hill, deposit you off the hill. You'll be met at the bus by a bus shaman who will guide you into the quarry and tell you a little bit about the history. When you get off the bus, you'll be met by a quarry guide who will take you down the trail, winding through the quarry, the huge 70-foot granite walls that have been carved out over the century. A century and a half, that quarry has been in use, and they estimate there's another 200 years worth of stone to get out of there.
And do you say to yourselves, as I do, am I on the moon? Am I in the Grand Canyon? Where in the world am I? This is so gorgeous. This is a rare experience to be out in this. And wait till you hear what's going to happen at this thing.
It is definitely a moving experience being in this vast space. It is otherworldly. It's always so difficult to describe this experience, but the best way that I've been able to come up with so far is it is both incredibly present because you are in nature. You are in this place that has been carved away by people.
Yeah, it's both a natural and a man-made landscape.
And yet,
huge chunks that have been taken out of it very carefully, though.
And that makes it otherworldly at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So, István, I know that you're music director and composer. And so, while there are performers of all kinds doing things, this is right around, these performances take place right around the time of the solstice. That was Joy Wolke and team's whole idea, the intention to call your attention to the preciousness of the environment around you. And so when you're creating music for this event, there are laser lights that are shooting. You know, you can hear the frogs. I've heard this. This is unbelievable sound. How are you composing for this?
Well, the frogs actually play a crucial role, and so do all the sounds of the quarry. I mean, one of my favorite descriptions when you walk into the quarry is, you know, whenever I go in, is there's a different sound there. There's this, the walls are very reflective, and it has this cathedral-like feeling, yet there's no ceiling, and so all the sound goes up, and there's a really different feel that you have there, which is, I'm, you know, personally not a religious person, but it's a divine experience. That's the only way I can describe it for me. But, you know, when it comes to creating these sounds, I took a lot of the sounds of the quarry. I recorded the sounds of the quarry working, machines, especially the frogs, and people making the sets and Jamie working with his coworkers.
And the sound of a hollow, empty tank.
There was huge tanks, giant tanks and things that we bashed and made noise with. And I just recorded all this and sound designed all of it. I also invited some musicians to come in and play.
We have to hear some of this.
Yeah.
Let me give you a feel for this. That is the kind of thing you're going to be hearing while you are sitting there experiencing this. And Jamie Burnett is a co-producer and in charge of lighting and set. If you go to our website right now, you will see all the lighting effects at this event as has happened in the past. You'll get just a feel for this. You can't begin to imagine what this is like in person, but you'll get a feel for this. So that's WNPR.org for the Faith Middleton Show. What kinds of light do you use, Jimmy?
In the past, we've used incandescent sources with colors and scrollers and things like that. Now we've gotten into the age of digital lighting. So we're using a lot of LED fixtures, which you can get any color instantly. And we can do it all wirelessly.
So the lighting is a composition.
It's a composition, and it's a moving composition. We'll have moving lights. We'll have laser. We'll have very intense beams of light making patterns on the walls. We can make those patterns turn into water ripple effects as if we're under a great ocean.
So, Joya Cannell, when your mother, Joy Wilkie, this tribute of this event called Terra Tractus, is for her because she's founder of this environmental installation and brought together, along with Jamie and others, all these people to come together to create something in this rare, rare space. What was Joy trying to do, Joya?
Her source of inspiration as an artist was always the environment, what she saw around her, but it was also how people interact with it and with each other, really. I think that she was trying to convey a sense of how almost small people are in comparison to everything, because I think that the world made her feel really inspired, but really small, because it's so big and beautiful. And really what this is about is getting a sense of scale in history and in the space. We discuss the geological history of the state of Connecticut over 460 million years. And what else can you feel besides small and awe and wonderment?
There were rocks here that are the same rocks that are in the north of Africa, because those two points were joined at that time and split apart. So geologists have a field day with this, because they can find the same rocks in the same place and say, oh, they must have been together.
So these events are going to happen June 19th, 20th, 22nd, 25th, and 29th.
Through the 29th.
One of the things that is fascinating is that, you know, with Joy and with the whole team, is that a lot of time has been spent researching historical facts. We've consulted experts, climate experts, geologists, and really worked hard on getting facts. And when we look at all this information about science, and then what we do is we create essentially a script of what happens, which comes out somewhat like a historical lesson. And then after this, the art takes place. This is where the team gets together and creates this abstract thing of beauty, this thing that's not a science lesson. It's not about teaching you facts, but it's about the wonderment that Joy is describing, which Joy always was searching for, you know, because, you do feel little when you go into the quarry because it's huge and the sound makes you quiet down in there, you know, and you hear the frogs. What's amazing is when the soundtracks are happening, the frogs hear themselves and they start responding to themselves and they sing along with themselves.
That's the other reason we wait till this time of year, because the adult frogs are calling.
And they're loud.
The tadpoles are growing right now. So then they respond to the music that we play for them.
Well, I love your description. You'll find this on our site. This is Terra Tractus, an epic meditation, multimedia, outdoor spectacle with lasers, dance, drums, music, sculpture, water, fire, science, technology, climbers, shadows, and projections. Witness the geological, climactic, and anthropological history of the Stony Creek Quarry as it evolves through ancient history to our projected future. and again, in memoriam of our founder, Joy Wolke. This is a group called Projects for a New Millennium, a nonprofit corporation. Joy and Ishvan, this idea that you speak about of awareness in this event, tell me what you mean about that and how that gets reflected in the event.
Well, I always saw this as an experience. From the moment you walk in, from descending into the quarry and seeing the pink granite glow in the sunset and watching the sunset and the stars come out, and then Jamie's lighting really make the rocks come to life, literally come to life, and Ishvan's music surrounding you, enveloping you, you are very aware of where you are in that moment and pretty much little else.
Mm-hmm. And so I think you have also asked an additional question, Ishvan.
Right. Well, from my point of view with composing, I've always kind of focused on the idea of this quarry being kind of its own entity, being a self-aware entity, and that this is where the music kind of came from for me. And so I took this approach that what if the quarry was cognizant, self-aware, if it had a consciousness, if it was aware. And so that definitely influenced the way that I wrote the music, because it was kind of a daydream of the ghost story of the quarry, or, you know, the memories that are embedded in the rock and into the in this special place. Because there's no question about it that this space has a special feel to it. There's something different about it.
And even rocks are alive.
Yes, and as an audience member, that is what you tap into. You feel like you're one with this space. You feel like it's all alive.
Yeah,
and you're a part of it.
Yes. And Jamie Burnett, in terms of lighting, how do you use lighting to reflect the passage of time over?
Well, you're sitting in the quarry waiting for the show to start. The sun is setting on the far rocks, so the audience is looking at this sun setting. And the sun at that point actually never sets, because I'm lighting it as if the sun were still setting. And then
you stop time.
I stop time. And then the show begins. They actually reverse time. The sun comes back into the quarry. And we have this, what we call an armillary sphere, which was a design for Newton's tomb. It was a giant chandelier in Newton's tomb. It's an armillary sphere, which represents the movement of the planets. That sphere traverses across the quarry full of 2,000 watts of light and sheds light throughout the quarry as it's moving across. Of course, it has its own theme music as well.
So. Yeah.
This is a rare experience, something not to be missed. Trust me on this. It's called Terra Tractis, The Earth Moves. And it is a memorial celebration of its founder, Joy Wolke. We've been talking with her daughter, Joya Cannell, who has stepped in as a co-producer in her mother's name, Jamie Burnett, a co-producer, and Ishvan Beras, who is music director and composer. You can go to our website to find out all the information you need to attend the many June performances of this at the Stony Creek Quarry in Stony Creek, Connecticut. And I'm telling you, if you can hear this show, no matter where you are, it is worth a drive to see this. Online at WNPR.org, search programs for the Faith Middleton Show. As always, this show is about the richness of life. You can find the books, people, great recipes, value wines, and events that we feature right now at WNPR.org. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.